What's up, folks? This podcast is about time, and I've had an issue with time. I'm present to it even right now. Just had a conversation with a great friend, and at the same time, the conversation went for about an hour. Too long, really. I mean, it should have been like a half-hour conversation, and I just kind of find myself in a space where it seems like it's never enough time. And that's the most precious resource that we have. And if I don't set an intention before I call someone in terms of like saying, you know, what I want my intention of the conversation to be or create an outcome that I want to stand inside of, the conversation just seems to, I mean, it'll be valuable. And at the same time, the conversation goes on and on and on. So I'm like, what's in my listening of communication with other human beings to where this has been a common occurrence that's happened for years? And then after a while, I end up getting irritated during the conversation because I know I have other stuff to get to, and yet and still I seem to be having issues with telling a person I gotta move on to the next thing and let's continue this at a later time, let's schedule another conversation. I've gotten better over the years, and at the same time, it still shows up. And when it shows up to where conversations go, forgive me, I'm a little out of breath. I just did some jumping jacks. But when conversations go on longer than what I anticipate, it's just like, gee whiz, I end up getting frustrated with myself because I'm like, what is it that I'm not doing to have my conversations go a particular way where we get related to who we are to each other again if we haven't talked in a while, and then we have a conversation where the other person has a chance to share, I have a chance to share, we get that relatedness, and then we can create future follow-up conversations if need be. But when it's a situation where the conversations just go on and on, even if it's great in terms of what is being shared, whether it's about business or relationships or, you know, family, things that are going on in our life, is still about the fact that a lot of us have very strict schedules and a lot of us have a lot going on. And I know that I do. So the whole thing that's there for me is just making sure that I can be super intentional with making sure that, you know, my conversations go a particular way to where I'm getting the stuff done that I need to get done. Because one of the things that shows up a lot of times is how I'm still running late. And then, you know, right now, I need to really be... Right, I'm doing something.
I'll just go to you.
You just drop it there, bro. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that shows up is how I'm pressed for time and I'm doing everything I can to move my life forward. And then I seem to always run into these obstructions to me getting the stuff done that I need to get done, and it's frustrating. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What am I doing that's wrong that's causing the breakdown? You know, when I'm doing everything I can to move forward, and then I have this work schedule to where it takes so much of my time, you know, to where I'm working 2:30 till 11. And like anybody that works a job, whether you work 9 to 5, 3 to 11, whether you work overnights, most of these jobs take a lot, you know, for us to be able to be in those jobs, be effective and be competent in those positions, especially as entrepreneurs, when we know we still need to have some energy left for ourselves and what we're creating and what we're up to in the world, you know, because a lot of times what I've noticed, this is the rat race, as Robert Kiyosaki talks about in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and other books that he has in his chain of books, is how you get, it's like a hamster on a treadmill. And then you're constantly like a rabbit chasing its tail, or, you know, it's just like, it's fucking insane. And I'm like, what's missing? Because this is the kind of thing that triggers me to where I'm just like, well, I just want to go fucking travel the world and just cut my connection off from everybody. Fuck phones and all of these so-called advanced smart devices and all that is BS. It's just another thing that keeps us disconnected as opposed to being connected. And it's no different than I'm on this podcast, and this dude backs up to the driveway in his pickup truck, and I'm thinking he's here to talk to my housemate about something that, you know, maybe he's going to do some work on the house or something. And then he purposely gets out of his truck and walks towards me to get my attention. And it's obvious I'm on the phone, not knowing what I'm doing on the phone, but I'm on the phone just so he can give me his business card. And I'm just thinking, and I had to tell him, I was like, yes, sir, you can just set it down on the table right there. I'm like, what the hell? It's another example of an interruption when I'm attempting to get something done, when I'm attempting to be on time, when I'm attempting to move forward with being productive and managing my priorities, because I don't think you can manage time. And people say that all the time, and I don't get that. Some guy that I listened to a while back that mentioned that, he said, you cannot manage time. You can manage your priorities, but you can't manage time. And so that's what I'm working at being more effective at, is managing my priorities. Because one of the things I've learned from studying successful people and reading Napoleon Hill and The Magic of Thinking Big and all of these books, you know, Wallace D. Waddles, The Science of Getting Rich, what have you, is how successful people lead very disciplined lives. They have very structured lives. Usually their whole day is planned out, you know, hell, month, year is planned out. And when I think about, like, let's say a show like Shark Tank, where you got somebody on there like Mark Cuban or Damon John, of, you know, Mark Cuban has more money than all the other sharks combined. I mean, that might have changed since they started letting Ashton Kutcher on there. I think he's doing pretty well. He might be a billionaire. And the guy that started the Kind Bars, those nutritional bars, I think he's pretty high up there money-wise. But for a long time, Cuban had more money than all the other sharks combined. That's like ridiculous. As he calls it, fuck you money, right? The main thing that's there for me when I think about something like Shark Tank and all these different investors that are on the show, I can only imagine what their schedule must look like. You know, and they're constantly acquiring partial ownership in other businesses or buying businesses or putting up equity in businesses. So, you know, they have to have, obviously, a team of people helping to support them and being able to keep the ship running smoothly, right? And even for those of us who have not even come anywhere close to having that kind of cash, having that kind of success, because of the construct of this society that we're in, most of us are busy. Most of us live very active lives. This is not as simple of a life, if you will. And it is in its essence, but we've been, you know, hooked into all of these entrapments, just like this damn smartphone that I'm recording, so-called smartphone. Really, they're dumb phones, really, that keep us kind of entrapped. And then, and in simpler times, you know, you didn't have to be as, I mean, if you worked on a farm, you could say that's a simpler time. And by the same token, working on a farm is some of the hardest work there is to do. So it's all relative. It's just that it still boils down to, if we're living a life of purpose, a life of intentionality, it's vitally important for us to be very structured in our days and being able to get to our appointments on time and being able to set aside time to eat the foods that we need to eat and prepare them so we can have the proper nutrition, so we can be healthy and have the mental clarity and everything else that we need so that we can enjoy the fruits of our labor. So, like I said, this whole conversation around time and being productive and being effective and being efficient with it, and having the experience of knowing that we're getting things done on a daily basis to have us left with feelings of empowerment and contribution, is where the difference is made. But when we're just chasing our tail and just, you know, going in circles, oh my God, I just want to freaking scream sometimes, because I'm like, it just doesn't work. And I still have that experience at times. And when it shows up, I'm like, okay, so what's missing? You know, what is in my mind? What's in my space? What's in my energy field that's having this shit show up that's actually counter to what I want? Why is that showing up? And how can I eliminate it? Because that's not moving me forward with what I want for myself and my life. And if there's anything I'm constantly ongoingly present to, it is having a sense of urgency because of everything that's going on in the world, and the fact that if, until we become more laser focused and laser, you know, have that intentionality and be determined and be, you know, not rigid, but sometimes maybe we need to be rigid in certain things, and then having a certain degree of fluidity and being flexible with things as they come up and as they occur. So, yeah, like I said, I guess, you know, in a nutshell, I'm in discovery about this process and how to make it all work better, because I don't really even I had a friend of mine try to call me who I've been playing phone tag with for probably 2 weeks now. And I want to talk to her because she's besides being a great friend, she's been one of the main people that's helped me with my book in terms of introducing me to the book program that I'm in right now to get my book published. But with her and a bunch of other friends, I don't have a chance to talk to them that often because I'm just so filled up with work. And then when I get home, it's either sleep or preparing some food that I need to eat or doing some reading for some of the conversations that I'm in. And I'm just like, so what do I need to improve upon? I've done everything I can to scale back so that I'm not so not stretched so thin. I've actually cut certain commitments off. You know, certain things I don't engage in anymore. So what can I say, folks? I'm sharing this because maybe you guys will get something out of it. And if there's something that you see for yourself that maybe you can share with me, feel free to do so on how I can improve my process and make everything work better. So it's what it is. So, you know, what can I say? Just keep going. And in the midst of it all, I guess the biggest takeaway is that we got to, you know, somehow find a way to have a sense of humor about it all, because it can be highly fucking frustrating when you got all this other shit going on around you and you know what you want, but all this other stuff is showing up. And it's like the dude coming up to me with his business card, interrupting my podcast just so he can hand me his business card when it's obvious that I'm on the phone. It's like, bro, what is that? So, anyway, I digress. I got to get ready for work, jump in the shower, and put something together to eat and head on into work. And today is my day to get my message out to the world with my podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to donate, because I'm still looking to raise money to get my book done, I greatly appreciate it. There is a donate button here on Anchor. And you can also check me out on Instagram at the Uneducated Food Scientist. And you'll see my Linktree link there as well. And for whatever reason, you don't see the donate button here. And still looking to raise money to get my book published and get my website done. That's going to tie right into the book. So thank you so much, folks, for your generous listening. And, you know, it's kind of a rant in a way. And at the same time, I'm just kind of searching for, like, what is missing? Why is this still occurring? Why is this still showing up? And it just gets really frustrating. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What did I do to cause all of these distractions to show up when I know what I need to be doing that has nothing to do with all this other stuff? What is that? When I got 5,000, when I got, I don't know, not 5,000, but when I got 5 or 6, 7, 8 people trying to pitch me on their different network marketing or their different cryptocurrency, and it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and I know what I got. I don't need you to sell me on anything. I know what I got. I got the baddest book program on the planet. You know what I'm saying? I got one of the best, if not the best, life insurance policy on the planet, and it's not term, and it's not Index Universal Life. You know what I mean? And I know what I got. So I don't need to be sold on what you got. And I get it. Everybody's doing what they can to move forward in life and get their piece of the pie before this whole economic system collapses, which in many ways is already well on its way towards doing. And by the same token, I know what I have, and I don't need you to pitch me or sell me anymore. And when I tell you that, don't take it personally. I'm just saying that I'm good. I can't put anything else on my plate. I know what I got, and I'm working to get that off the ground. So I wish you all the success in the world in getting your network marketing business going or your cryptocurrency profitable and all of that. Beautiful. Do the damn thing. And we can all meet at the top and then have lunch there. But right now, I got to get done what I got to get done. And that's this book. And that's keep funding this dang on life insurance policy where I can be cash liquid whenever I need to take money from it to invest in my things that I'm interested in to grow my brand. So, yo, take care of yourselves, folks. Have a great day. Like I said, if you want to donate, please feel free to. This is me sharing my life authentically. It ain't always going to come out sexy or politically correct or every word, you know, said just the right way. But this is me. This is my self-expression. That's what my channel was for. And like I said, this is the world and how it occurs to me. So thank you guys for listening. Have an amazing day. And I'll catch you on the next podcast. Peace and love. One.